Dog. It's time now for the Hood Hangout, where we check in with Cape Townians in their neck of the hood. We go to, is it Crawford this morning with Ashraf Ali. Ashraf, you're the chairperson of the Inova Park Cricket Club. So you can speak for, I guess, both communities, Crawford and Inova Park. Good morning.
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to your listeners. And thank you for having me on your show.
We usually ask listeners to raise an issue in their community that they feel should be brought to light. What's yours?
Well, Lester, yesterday I tweeted a message with a photo of our facility vis-a-vis another facility. Well, it was a number of tweets, and this created a bit of a, how can I say, debate on Twitter. And I've been the chairperson of Hanover Park Cricket Club for the last 8 years. We have dealt with the city of Cape Town, myself and our executive, on a very high level and very detailed. There's enough correspondence and factual information around this particular facility. And so the whole matter revolves around the condition of the Downberg Sports facility. And it's not just down to, in our view, the maintenance and the capex around this project. There are many side issues that impacts us using a facility for sports, and in this instance, cricket. Mm. So that's how it came about.
So you're saying that the facilities at the Inova Park Cricket Club have not been maintained by who? By the club or by the city?
Well, it's a City of Cape Town facility, and I think there's a lot of grey areas when it comes to who's responsible for these facilities. But from the highest level, this is a City of Cape Town facility, so they should maintain it. Yes, there are stakeholders that are part of that, but if you don't have proper engagement, then there obviously are going to be gaps. And in this instance, this particular facility, there's political interference, there's between codes, different codes interference. So there's supposed to be a facilities management committee, but I can tell you that is non-existent. Mm. It is hasn't been managed well by the city. And I can tell you, I don't want to speak for other facilities, but across Cape Town, that is a constant issue where FMCs just don't see eye to eye when it comes to the different sports codes. And I think it's between football, mostly football and cricket, and then sometimes rugby is also part of that challenge.
Ashraf, our producers, we're running out of time, unfortunately, but our producers say that you've been asked by visiting teams to no longer play at your home ground, to move the matches. Is that the case?
That's correct. There's been a number of those requests, and the latest one just kind of angered me and made me livid. Not that I respect the fellow chairperson because he has the similar challenges, but it was around concerns about breaking ankles and knees. And my response to him was that, you know, but just imagine we have to play on the, our women team has to play on the, our juniors have to play on the. So if we going to allow that, then we're never going to get our facility on. So, you know, and there's so much more to say. But
Let us maybe schedule this as a conversation for next week. Maybe we can get the city on the line at the same time with you. Ashraf is our Hood Hangout. He's also the chairperson of the Inova Park Cricket Club. Apparently, conditions and facilities in that city-run facility so badly that opposing teams have said, we actually don't want to play there. Can we move the game? Maybe we'll set something up with